We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama of Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis. Itmar. We learned Mafkir Nezakov. Someone is Mafkir his Nezakov, which means he puts something into the Shusha Rabbim and he's Mafkir it. So it's Machlaikis. Rav Yechon Rav Loza. Chad Omar Chayiv. One man the Omar says Chayiv. Chad Omar Pato. One says Pato. So it sounds like a familiar Machlaikis. Mafkir Nezakov. Are you Chayiv or Pato? So Leima Manda Machayiv Kira Meir. Umanda Pato Kira Bonon. Maybe. One, so we have to go right now, like a bias pshat in the machlekes, where there was a machlekes, two machlekes. And the second machlekes was, is mafkir nezakov, is that a bar or not? If he makes it with hefker, is it a bar or not? And we have your machlekes of Yechon and Blazo. So man, man the machayev, holds like our mayor, holds if you mafkir, your bar, your chayev. Or man the pot, the holds like the rabbanon. Let's say that this machlekes amaroyim, machlekes hanoyim. Now you have to just point out, we just finished learning a Rav Yechonon that sound like lekuli alma, that sound like kuli alma. A mafkir nezakov is a case of mafkir nezakov is a case where you are chayiv because it says if you put it down by pshia you're chayiv lekuliyama. That's what Rabbi Yechonon says. The heck you say here? Just Rabbi Yechonon maybe is the one who says pata. He's in first chayiv. So Tosis asks his kasha. He says we're going to have a different question anyway. So we'll worry about that later. But right now we're having machlokes. If mafkir nezakov, which means a classic case. Someone puts a stone in the shirabim, he's mafkirit, are you chayiv or not? According to one man, the army, you chayiv, go on the potter. So they're saying, maybe it's like Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rav Meir and the Rabbanon of the Braisa also. The man, the machayiv, also Rav Meir, the chayiv. Man, the potter, the Rabbanon. So that's more no. Leave it to Rav Meir, kulam lepigi. Everyone agrees that if you hold a Rav Meir, it has to be chayiv. Why? Because like Rashi explains, madach in a case where you tripped, and there it's kamata oinis. It's kamata oinis when you trip. Still, we say yechayiv. So, of course, in a regular case, where you put it on purpose and you're mafkir, of course, yechayiv, according to Rameh. So, Rameh, if you hold a Rameh, you have to hold chayiv. Keep legally the Rabbanon. They're all according to the Rabbanon Shita of our Mishnah. Man the potter, karabbanon. One holds your potter, and mafkir holds your Rabbanon, that your potter. Man the machayiv, I'm looking, no damn for the Rabbanon. I hold him for Rabbanon. I'll give him the Rabbanon, el mafkir zakov, the hakam shim donosu. He only is mafkir zakov here because niskal. Tripping is oinus, so that's where your potter. Our mafkin is zakov da alma, maybe a regular mafkin is zakov as machayev, regular mafkin is zakov as chayev. So we have machlekes here in the rabbanon between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer. We're not sure who holds what. Zoktamar, let's bring a raya that the Rabbi Lozer is the one who holds chayev by making a bar hefker. Rabbi Lozer is the one who holds chayev. To stay him, the Rabbi Lozer who da machayev. Damar Rabbi Lozer v'shem Rabbi Shmuel, shnei dvarim einoy v'shusha shel adam. The two things are not v'shusha shel adam. And the Torah makes the ki'ilu heim v'shusay. V'elu heim, what are they? Bar v'shusha rabim. V'chometz m'shei shoyis v'lamayla. What are the two things that even though they're not in your reshus, but you're still chayiv for them. One of them, Rabbi Eliezer says, one of them is a bar v'shusha rabim. Even though you don't own it, you're chayiv. Clearly he holds, they don't have to own the bar. Another thing that's not yours that you're chayiv for is chometz. Chometz v'shei shoyis v'lamayla is not yours anymore. Chazal said, it's also bahana, it's not yours. But the halacha is, you're still chayiv b'yira b'yimotza. You're still chayiv for chometz on it. So even though it's also bahana, and the Torah, and it's not worth anything, it's not yours, still, there's an issa b'yira b'yimotza. These two things, even though it's not yours, are considered yours. So what do we see from here? The Rav Loza is the one who holds. Mafkir nezakov is still chayiv, because the bar doesn't have to be yours, to be chayiv. So we're bringing it right. Frank tomorrow, that Rav Loza, Shita v'yam Rav Loza, Hachi, v'yam Rav Loza, Ipcha Rav Loza, the opposite, the time we went to the Mishnah, we went to the Mishnah later on, the next Amud. Ha'hoifich has a goal of a Shirabim. Someone else puts down fertilizer in the middle of Shirabim, and then Reuven comes, picks up the fertilizer, and puts it somewhere else. But who's that was a hem achar? And someone else got damaged. Someone got damaged. The guy hurt himself in it. Chayiv v'niskeh. The guy picked it up. Even though he didn't put it there originally, he picked it up. He's chayiv. Va'amar Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says, he qualifies the halacha by saying, lo yishanu shkav niskes pem. It's only if he's mechavin to coin it when he picks it up, is the second person chayiv. Avaloy niskav niskes pem potter. If he was not mechavin to be zoyche, is potter. That's the first guy's problem. So Alma, Mafkin is Zakov Potter. Lachar, you see from here that you have to own the bar to make yourself chayiv. Because here, if you don't have to own the bar, Lamai said, I made a new bar. I picked it up here and put it down 100 feet later. So it's my bar. Who cares if I don't own it? I have to own it? Beistois, according to Rabbi Elazar, you have to own it. Hakis, Rabbi Elazar holds that a hefker bar is taka chayiv. Here you see not like that. Here you see that if it's hefker, you're not chayiv. You have to own it. It's a kasha. Stir Rabbi Elazar on Rabbi Elazar. We just brought a raya from that he said b'shem Rabbi Shmuel to dvarim inim v'shusoy that he holds that it doesn't have to be yours. Here it's mashma has to be yours. Omer of Ada Bahava. I'll tell you the teretz. Shechzir lim kaima. The reason why you part there is because there you put it back in the same place. So therefore, you didn't make the bar. That's why you're not chayiv. Omer Avina, but that's not Omer Avina. So Rav Ada is saying is if you put it back in the same place, then it's considered that you didn't do anything. Omer Avina, Moshul Rav Ada b'Hava Lo Ma'ado Daima. What's a daima? Do lemoit say bar megula. A person finds an open pit in the shirabim. He didn't make it. Someone else did it. V'kiso, and then Reuven covered it. V'chaz v'glo, then Reuven took off the cover. So who's chayiv? So we're saying now that the first guy's chayiv. Why? Because Lemaisa, he made the bar. You covered it a little bit. So here, you picked up the gullel, picked up the fertilizer, you moved it away, but you put it back. So that's why the first guy is chai. That's what Rav Ada Bahava is saying. It's not doima to that case of the bar. But a case of bar taka, the guy who covered it, uncovered it, is potter. Because the first maisa is still there. The first guy's maisa is still there. Masha Inkain, over here, by picking up the gullel, when you picked it up, there's no bar whatsoever. You took away the bar. And you know what it's daima to? Me daima hasam loistalaklu maisa rishon. By the case of covering it, you didn't take away the first guy's maisa. Hacha, by picking up the fertilizer, stalaklu maisa rishon. You changed the first guy's maisa. So there, you're making the bar now, not the first guy. The first guy's maisa is gone. Haloi dami, this is similar to a different case. I'll show you the case. El maitse bar magula, he finds an open pit, vitamma, and he filled it up. Then the chaz of a chafra, and he redug it. There it's Pasha, the second guy's chayiv. Why? The stalkul maisa rishon, the kaimel rishusai. The first maisa is gone, and now it's the second guy's maisa. So the kasha is like this. We have here Rav Elazar that says, if you pick up gaul, you're not kain it, you're potter. The question is, you made it into a bar, and you don't have to own it. So we answer it because he put it back in the same place. The Gemara's kasha, I put it back in the same place, I'm still chayiv. Because why? When I pick it up, I took away the first guy's maisa. Elo marvashi. A different teretz. The case here was you didn't pick it off the ground more than three tefachim, and therefore it's still considered on the ground and still considered the first guy's maisa. And so what's the rule saying? If you have mechaber to be koinet, so then it's your bar. So then you're chayiv. Masha inkein, if you're not mechaber to be koinet, then you're potter. Why? Because I didn't change the status of his bar. It's still in the same place because it's within three tefachim. Then Rashi and Tosfos both ask that Lucharef, if it's less than three tefachim, so how you kaina? I hagbah maybe has to be more than three tefachim. Maybe it's a raya from here that hagbah does not need three tefachim. So the answer that you kaina would have bata also by hefker you kaina by just looking at it you can be kaina. Mechavan to be kaina that's enough. Or it's a different teretz you put into your kalim like Tosfos says different terutzim to this kasha. But upon what answering over here is that Rabbi Elazar's really kasha was that if it's hefker it's still a bar. And the answer is that here, he didn't make it into a bar. He left it in the same area. And only if it's kind, it's become his bar. So, who told Rosa that's the case? Why did Rosa say the case was? He moved it away, and he moved it away far away, and above three tefachim, and he moved it away. Why can, and that's why chayiv. Why have to say the case is less than three tefachim? And they have to say, only if it's kind are you chayiv. Just say the case of the Mishnah was that he moved it somewhere else. Why do you have to say the case was a koina and then say the case was less than three tefachim? My duchk rabbi, there was the okma, could go into half the pachas of gimel. But time and the reason why chayiv is, chineskam liskus ba, ha'im eskam liskus ba, if not machavim to be koina, lo, you're not chayiv. Look, why don't you say, lamayla me gimel, was above gimel, va'afakav liskam liskus ba, you're chayiv. I'm a rabba, I'll tell you what rabbi has to say this pshat. Mastisim kashisim, my ear you're hafach. Why say a lashon of hafach? Listen to Yigbiya. And still, you're chayiv. Why? Only because you're chayiv to be koina. But if not, you didn't do anything. You're not koina. You're not chayiv. So what are we coming out? There are Ravalaza holds that a bar of shirabim that you're a mafkir, you are chayiv. When we drive Ravalaza on a chayiv, he's the one who says chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan on potter. Rabbi Yochanan says holds potter. Frey to Gemara, how could that be? Did Rabbi Yechon really say that? But I'm looking at the Mishnah. Hamatznia is a koitz, vesas chuches, vagoy de gidroi. So one case is that someone hides a koitz or schuches in Rosh Rabbim. So he's chayef for that if it gets uncovered. Vagoy de gidroi vikoitzim. Or he makes a fence made out of thorns and someone's walking by, in the Shirabim gets his shirt caught in the fence that's in the Shus Yachid, or if a Gedah Shinovah Shirabim, or his fence fell down to Shirabim and someone got damaged by this, all these cases in this Mishnah are Chayiv ben Nizkar. You're Chayiv in the Nizakim. That's the halacha. It's a Mishnah later on, Daf Lamed. Mishnah later on, you're Chayiv in all these things. You're Chayiv in all these Hezekim. So, Vam Rav Yechanan, Lo Yishanu, this whole Chayiv is Elab Mafriach. The only time you're Chayiv, when you make a fence of thorns in your Rishus, the only time you're Chayiv is only if the thorns are sticking, jutting out into Shusharab. I'm at Samtzim, but if it's not jutting out Shusharab, you're Potter. What's the reason? At Samtzim, my time, a Potter. Lav Mishum, to have a Balei Bar B'Shusar. The reason why you're Potter is because it's a bar in your Rishus. And the no chiyuv bar yerushos mechlal the chiyuv of the bar b'shirabim sounds like the chiyuv of bar b'shirabim, because right now we're thinking that walking a street you could get caught in this fence and still we're saying pata, why? Because it's a marushos, it's not sticking to shirabim, it's a marushos, and the only time you chayiv is only a bar b'shirabim. If that's true, alma bar b'shirabim, alma mafkin azakav chayiv. So you see from here that mafkin azakav is chayiv. See from here that mafkin azakav is chayiv. So what do you see? You see that. If the Rabbi Yechon's one who holds that Mafkir is Chayiv, so heck, you say that Rabbi Loz holds Chayiv and Rabbi Yechon holds Potter. Here you see Rabbi Yechon holds Mafkir and Zakav is Chayiv. So tomorrow, no, I'll try something like this. He holds Emelak Mafkir and Zakav is Potter. He holds really Mafkir and Zakav is Potter. Umtzamtzim Maitaya Potter, because if you hold Mafkir and Zakav is Potter, it must be you hold a bar B'shus HaYachid is Chayiv. A bar that you own is Chayiv. So why is Umtzamtzim Potter? So the Itma Allah, Rav Acha, Breid, Rav Ikel, Fish Ein Darkus, Rav Mischachim, Ksalim. It's not normal for someone to scratch himself on the walls. And therefore, it's his fault. And this person who scratched it, it's his fault. He's Mashunah, and therefore he's Chayiv. And Mafriach is Chayiv because that's not Mashunah. And also, it's like Rashi speaks out, it's also Yomaman. And Yechayiv out to Yomaman, but like upon him, in any case, the reason why when it's Fricham is Chayiv is because sticking into the Shirab. But the Mara says, still not true. Rabbi Yechon holds that you're potter by mafkin azakav. Mi Rabbi Yechon hachi, vam Rabbi Yechon, Allah kisam mishta, v'tanayim lutra mishta, chayif a bar b'shirab, nafas yach ashar ha-chamar. If you make a bar in shirab, and a shar ha-chamar fall into it, v'meis chayif. So a stam mishta says that a bar b'shirab is chayif. And we know Rabbi Yechon always passes a stam mishta. So I can say Rabbi Yechon holds potter, he holds Allah kisam mishta. Ella, you're right. Lo'ilam Rabbi Yechon ha-chayif. Rabbi Yechon is the one of the mandim holds chayif. I, then Rabbi Loz holds potter. Rabbi Yechon Mechayev, Rabbi Lazar Mepater. I, Va'omer Rabbi Lazar, Mishra Rabbi Shmuel, that a bar is one of those things that even though it's not yours, Yechayev. So you see, even though you're Mafkin Azakov, Mafkin your bar, Yechayev, so heck you say Rabbi Yechon is the one who, Rabbi Lazar, heck Rabbi Lazar is the one who holds Potter, he's the one who says to Rabbi Shmuel, that even though it's not your Shus, you're a Chayev. So tomorrow, like Kasha, how the day, how the Rabbi. That's going according to Rabbi Shmuel's Rebbe, but not according to himself. He himself holds Potter. So we're coming out that right now we said Rabbi Yechon holds Chayiv, Rabbi Loza holds Potter. In the beginning of the sugi we said Rabbi Loza holds Chayiv and Rabbi Yechon holds Potter. And now we changed around. So just to repeat over Tayyip's Kash before, because on top of Chavtas and Beis learned that Rabbi Yechon holds that Mafkin Azakov, La'acha, Pshia, everyone holds Chayiv, we said. So how could Rabbi Yechon, one holds Potter, in like the Havni Gemara, you have his Kasha. So Tayyip says you could ask that Kasha. Might as well have a better Kasha from first Rabbi Yechon, and we take a change. Rabbi Yechon takes one who holds that Mafkir Nizakov is Chayiv. Rabbi Loza holds Potter. Rabbi Loza says the Memra, that's Bshemus Rebbe, but he himself holds that if you're Mafkir, your bar, Mishrab, and your Taka are Potter, the whole Chayiv bar is only if you own the bar. And only if you own the bar are you Chayiv.